City where fun never stops.
More to the point, the city that's the home of Wayne Newton.
The luggage should be up in a minute. When Balky won this all-expense-paid trip to Las Vegas, did the all-expenses paid include tips for the bellman?
I don't think so, Larry.
Anybody got change for a dollar?
If anybody needs me, I'll be in my room until we go home.
Well, Balky, what's the matter?
The person online in front of me got the last two tickets to Wayne Newton's show.
Well, Balky, we can have fun without going to the Wayne Newton show.
Fun without Wayne? Fun without Wayne? Cousin, there can be no fun without Wayne.
Well, I think I know a way we might get tickets.
Really?
Well, I have a friend who lives here in Las Vegas, and he said anytime I'm here, if I need tickets to anything, just give him a call.
Oh, you mean Clint?
Clint?
An old boyfriend of Jennifer's who's always calling and telling her to dump the troll.
I'll just go make the call.
Cousin, why you didn't tell me we have a troll? Where do you keep him?
Oh, wait a minute, wait a minute. What are we talking about? Oh, what was I thinking? What are you doing? We're talking about tickets. Oh, I can get us tickets.
You can?
Oh, sure. Sure, I'm a reporter with a major metropolitan newspaper. All I have to do is pick up the phone, tell them who I am, what I want, and bingo, tickets to Wayne.
Larry, are you sure you're not doing this because you're jealous of Clint?
Clint who?
Clint, the man who knows that you have a troll. Cousin, where do you keep him?
Forget Clint.
Where did you get him?
Believe me, Jennifer.
What does he look like?
The tickets are as good as in my pocket.
What do you feed him?
Troll chow. Yeah, hello. This is Larry Appleton. I'm a reporter with the Chicago Chronicle. Yeah, I'm considering doing a profile piece on Wayne Newton. I think it would be a big boost for Wayne's career. So, if you could leave four tickets at the front desk, well, I could pick them up now. Well, yes, but I am... No. See, you don't understand. No, you see, because I need these tickets. I really need the tickets. If I don't get these tickets, my wife is going to leave me for some tall guy named Clint. Hello? Hello?
Cousin, come on. We're waiting for you down in the lobby. We want to get to the Liberace Museum early.
You know, Balky, I've been thinking about this Wayne Newton thing, and I think your expectations of Wayne are too big. So, what do you say we skip the show and go out to Hoover Dam? I hear it's beautiful at night.
You're hiding something from me, aren't you?
No, no, I'm not.
Your nostrils are flaring.
No, they're not.
Your eyes are twitching.
No, they're not.
Your foot is tapping.
No, it's not.
And you're trying to cover it all up.
No, I'm not.
Cousin, you couldn't get the tickets, could you?
Well, it depends on what you mean by couldn't.
Hurry up, Larry. They turn off Liberace's cufflink fountain a half hour before closing. Balky, what's wrong?
You couldn't get the tickets, could you? I better call Clint.
Yes, please, call Clint.
Hey, hold on. Who said that I couldn't get the tickets? Come on. Yeah, in fact, they wanted to give me more than I asked for.
Listen, are you sure?
Well, of course I'm sure. Would I lie?
Yes.
All right, yes, I would. But this time, I didn't.
Really?
Yes.
Really?
Yes. All right, now what do you say? The three of you just go down, just grab a cab, and I'll get changed and meet you out front.
Be careful walking through the lobby, Larry. The bellmen hate you.
Marianne, come on. I want to show you to my special lucky machine. I win every time. You don't even have to put in coins. You just put in your credit card, and it pays you money.
Yes, hello, this is Larry Appleton again. Did you change your mind about those tickets? Okay, all right. I didn't want to tell you this before, but you've left me no choice. You see, the tickets are for my cousin, and he's going deaf. And his only wish was to hear Wayne Newton sing in person before he lost his hearing. And I brought him to Las Vegas to fulfill a lifelong dream. Now, is that asking for so much? Four would be great, thank you. I'll be right down.
Scarlet billows start to spread. Fancy gloves, ooh, where's old man Keith been? Sun is never trigger the red. Let it come on a sidewalk, never a river, don't you know? Lies about it, oozing like ink. Someone sneaking round the corner. Could that someone be old Mac the Light?
It was one wonderful, then I dreamed it would be.
I clapped so hard, I think I dislocated my palms.
Well, I gotta admit, he put on a heck of a show.
Hi, Mr. Appleton.
Yes, that's me.
How do you do? I'm Dave Miner. I'm an assistant to Wayne Newton.
Oh, very nice to meet you.
Yes.
This is my cousin, Balky Bartokomus.
You know Wayne?
Yes, I do. Now, Mr. Newton would like to...
Is it the kind of thing where he might even say, hey, Dave, let's you and me go grab a grand slam at Denny's?
Well, I'm not exactly sure.
Have you ever... hugged Wayne?
Well, yes, in a you know, a manly buddy sort of way.
I just hugged someone who has hugged Wayne. I hugged someone who has hugged Wayne.
Balky, why don't we let Dave tell us what Wayne wants?
Now, Wayne...
You call him Wayne?
Yeah. Wayne would like to invite you and your cousin Balky to a little reception he's having in his suite right now. He's very anxious to meet this special person.
Oh, well, it's really a very wonderful offer, and we'd like you to thank Mr. Newton for us, but we can't make it. Would you excuse us for just a moment?
Sure.
Listen to me. You are not thinking this through.
What are you thinking of? What are you talking about? What could possibly possess you to try to crush the biggest dream of my life?
Ducky, you know, sometimes it is better to worship from afar.
Fine, you do that. I'm going to worship from a close. Come on,
let's go. All right, we'll go. Great. Follow me.
Okay. Oh, Christian, I am the heaviest meat beyond dead or alive.
Oh, look. This is the couch where Wayne sits. Look, this is the piano where Wayne tinkles on the ivories. Red roses. You must be the blue lady. Cheer up, they're for you.
That's it. You are overexcited. Cousin, we're out of here.
Cousin, I saw him. He looked at me, but I was just a little overwhelmed, but I'm fine now.
Oh, you are?
I'm fine now.
You
I'm are? Okay.
All right. Yeah. How many fingers am I holding up? Gentlemen, Wayne would like to meet you now. Oh, thank you. Wayne, these are the gentlemen I told you about. This is Larry Appleton.
Nice to meet you, Larry.
Very nice to meet you. And this is Balky Bartokomis. He skipped lunch.
Valky, it's so nice to meet you. You're such an incredible young man.
Wayne, the photographer's ready.
I'll be right back, Valky. Honest, I'm coming right back.
Daddy, don't you walk so fast.
Come on.
Cousin, isn't he wonderful? Isn't he terrific? Why is he yelling at me?
Why is Wayne yelling at you? Well, singing in front of a large orchestra all those years has just made him a little hard of hearing. Yeah. That's it.
Poor man.
Valky, I'm so sorry that we were interrupted here.
Wayne, I've waited all my life to meet you. I have been a fan of yours since I was knee-high to a yak pup. And my mother was practically raised on your music. To me, there is no other singer.
Thank you, Valky. It's fans like you that make it all worthwhile.
Oh, go on with you.
No, I'm serious.
Oh, go on with you.
Oh, I'm telling you the truth.
Oh, come on.
Valky, I just want you to know how honored I am that you chose my show to be the last show that you hear before you lose your hearing.
What?
I want you to know how honored I am that you chose my show to be the last show that you hear before you lose your hearing.
What?
It's going fast. I'm glad he caught the early show.
You're a very brave young man.
He's blessed to have you.
Yes.
What have you done?
I told Wayne you were going deaf.
Why didn't you tell me sooner?
Balky. I wanted to tell you sooner. All right. No, Balky. Balky, you're not going deaf.
What?
You're not going deaf.
What?
I made it up. That's what I told Wayne's people so that I could get tickets to the show.
You lied to Wayne? Is nothing sacred to you?
Balky, you feel great because you got to meet Wayne. Wayne feels great because he helped you. There's no harm done.
No harm done. Cousin, you took the most thrilling moment of my life and you tarnished it with a lie.
Could I please have your attention? Can I please have your attention? We have someone very special here tonight. We have someone very special here tonight that I would like you all to meet. It isn't very often in my lifetime that I've seen this kind of courage. Would you please give a big round of applause?
Wait a minute. I can't let you go through with this. The man you're about to introduce is not what he appears to be, and it's not his fault. It's mine. I made the whole thing up so he could get tickets to the show. And I've ruined this entire evening for someone who means a lot to me. And I'm sorry.
You should be ashamed of yourself for impersonating a war hero. Escort him out.
I lied about Balky's hearing problem. Although I can't vouch for the old guy. Balky, I am so sorry. Can you ever forgive me?
Yes, cousin, I can forgive you, but I just don't want to be seen talking to you right now.
Balky, I am so sorry about last night. I mean, your whole life, you dreamed of meeting Wayne, and I ruined it.
No, you didn't ruin it, cousin. Come on. It really, I met him. It was wonderful. Wonderful.
Hi, guys.
I'll get him. He skipped breakfast.
Wayne Newton is standing in the room with me.
I guess you came up here to throw us out.
Well, of course not. Don't be ridiculous. Actually, I was thinking, and it finally dawned on me, that you're the Balky that's been writing me every week for the last 15 years, aren't you?
Yes.
How's Mama?
Oh, she's great. Do you remember I wrote to you and I told you that she was going back to school?
Yes.
Well, she aced her midterms and she made the cheerleading squad.
Get out of the city!
Yes!
And your cousin Larry, huh? Well, I must admit that you've lived up to everything that Balky's written about you.
Well, thank you, Wayne. May I call you Wayne?
No.
I understand.
Lighten up, Larry. I was just kidding. He does get tense, doesn't he?
Oh, yeah, he's quite tense.
Actually, the reason I came here was to invite you guys back to the show as my guests tonight, because I want to do a very special song for you, Balky.
You want to do a song for me?
Yes.
What song is it?
Oh, I can't tell you. It's a surprise.
Oh, please tell me.
It's a surprise.
Is it C.C. Rider?
You'll hear it tonight.
Hungry Years?
A surprise.
Moon River?
Andy Williams.
Oh, God. Will you please tell me what it is? Please, I can't wait. I can't stand it. I'm going to explode if you don't tell me what it is.
Okay, Dr. Shane.
Ow, ow, the ring, the ring, the ring.
You know, I just had the most beautiful dream that you say that you are going to sing Dankeschön for me.
I am.
Oh.
Oh. Oh!
Listen, Wayne, I'm sorry about all the lying.
I don't worry about it, Larry. I was thinking about it, and I was really kind of touched that you went to all that trouble to get tickets to the show. See you later, huh?
Oh! Oh!
Dankeschön, darling, Dankeschön.
Dankeschön.
Thank you for all the joy and pain.
Joy and pain.
I recall Central Park in fall. How you tore your dress, what a mess. My heart says, Dankeschön, Dankeschön. Auf Wiedersehen.
Auf Wiedersehen.
Dankeschön.
Thank you.